when we hit ABC News, I'm sure they'll have the latest on Iran's attack on Israel over the weekend. Joining us now to talk about this a little bit is Dr. Asaf Ramarowski. He's the Executive Director of Scholars for Peace in the Middle East. Dr. Ramarowski, good morning. Welcome to Talk 107.3. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Now, glad to have you on this morning. Let's start with what sparked the attack over the weekend, because Iran said it was retaliatory.
Well, so one of the leaders that were taken out as far as the latest attack that Israel had in the Syria annex, I guess you call it a Syria annex, but it was basically an embassy of Iran in Syria. One of the chief leaders was taken out during the attack as a result of the movement in the north in Israel that you have coming out of Hezbollah. As a result of that, that was the ruse, or the excuse, so to speak, that the Iranians used to attack the Israelis. That being said, it's important for everybody to understand that Iran has been responsible and has had the blood prints and footprints all around for the war since October 7th. They are the number one patron of Hamas and Hezbollah. And so now they've been actively involved behind the scenes, but now took another more proactive move.
Okay, so this is kind of, I don't want to say a natural evolution of a war, but bringing it back home to where, to the responsible party. Is that how you're describing this?
Yes, I would argue that they've been involved all along. I think that the fact that they've become actively involved, even in a more active way as far as sending surface-to-surface ballistic missiles and drones, clearly shows that they want more out of it. And as the military ground campaign continues on the ground, and the Israelis have basically cleared out 85% of the Gaza Strip, they want to make sure the momentum continues. And so that's one facet of it. The other facet, of course, relates to showing the United States that they are also involved. So there's a two-pronged approach here and trying to test the waters whether or not the U.S. is also going to respond. And that's also part of the diplomatic kind of their viewpoint of how they're looking at this attack.
Okay, so that opens up so many more questions, because I don't think the U.S. would respond until after Israel responds, correct?
I don't think so. I think that the comment that came out of the White House over the weekend since the attack was Biden made a comment saying don't retaliate. And the fact that the Israelis were able to shut down 99% of the attacks in a positive way was a magnificent proof of how coalitions with the Arab world have worked, because you had British fighters, American fighters, and Jordanian fighters working together with the Israelis. But I don't see boots on the ground as far as that taking place. And I think that Biden is going to try to not engage in that. But I think that we should be showing strong deterrence here.
How do we show strong deterrence without engaging?
Well, to my viewpoint, there should be engagement. I think that, Iran has been testing the waters all along.
Yeah.
Iran has been, when American servicemen are killed, our reaction time should be much stronger and much more decisive. And we need to stand by our ally. We need to stand by Israel. We need to show them that we are with them at a time of war. Iran is not only a threat to the state of Israel, it has been a threat to the West and to the United States since 1979. This is not new, and we have to make sure that the Iranians are very clear about this. We have the capability. We should be using it.
And just to be sure I've got my geography right, so you got Israel, Jordan, and Syria all bunched up together. You got to jump over Iraq to get to Iran. I mean, there's got to be a little bit of the shrugging of the shoulders there from Israel's standpoint, saying, what the heck? Like, it just for them to jump in on this, it's just... it's quite the reveal.
It is. On the flip side of the map itself, what you are seeing here, which you did see support, is, of course, the Saudis.
Yes.
The Saudis also, Iran represents the greatest destabilizing factor in the region. The Saudis are willing to work with the Israelis. The Jordanians are willing to do the peace process there. Iraq represents American airspace. And so that represents a bit of a challenge for the Israelis if there were to be an attack. But I think that there is enough coalitions in the region, understanding that the threat that Iran represents, the nuclear threat that Iran represents to the region at large, that they would find enough coalitions to work with. And I think that that's really the conversation. By the way, it's critically important to understand that the debate for the past 20 to 30 years between the U.S. and Israel has been about having a military option on the table regarding Iran. Yeah. And this goes back to all the attempts when it comes to the Iran nuclear deal going back to 2015. All the Israelis were demanding that there should be a military option on the table as a means of deterrence.
We got about 2 minutes left with Dr. Asaf Romorowski talking about Iran's attack on Israel over the weekend. Dr. Romorowski, should we be worried that Israel didn't respond immediately?
Well, Israel responded immediately and decisively. I mean, I think that there was a question. There was intel that this was coming. I think they were waiting to see how this was going to play out. But the fact that this is a direct attack, it really escalates the game at large. It's also critical to understand it's to kind of contrast this with 1991 during the Gulf War. During the Gulf War, the message that came out of the United States, and this is what, you know, that the U.S. would defend Israel and Israel stood back, stood down. That was not the case now. And the fact that it's a very different region than it was back in the 90s. You have much more stronger coalitions. And the threat of Iran has only grown.
And with that growth of that threat, I mean, it's going to be, there's no simple answers here. There's no answers that aren't elongated as far as the potential for war is concerned, are there?
Well, no, there's no short answers here. Iran has already been actively involved as far as promoting their proxies. To be clear, all the parties on the ground, they are part of the Iranian axis. Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthis,
yes.
they're all working, they're all funded by the Iranians. October 7th was a blueprint of Iran, Iranian equipment, Iranian technology, training, and everything else that goes with that. This is what's taking it to the next level to show that they're supporting their coalition partners. And so the potential is great. And I think that the conversations that I'm sure are happening now between Jerusalem and Washington are what are the next steps. I don't think that there should be given Iran any hope that the Israelis are not going to retaliate. And I think the United States has a responsibility to support our democratic ally.
Absolutely.
All along since the beginning. You now have a clear attack by a state, an enemy state, Iran,
yep.
who is an enemy of Israel and the United States. And we need to stand by our ally.
He is Dr. Asaf Romorowski. Thank you so much for a couple minutes.
Thank you.